Blog Talk Radio. when the Spirit tells me to tell her to read it. Now, Mary, you got your press one on your phone. Now, and I'm going to tell you tonight, if you got a Bible question or a spiritual question, I'm ready to answer it. If you got a dream, one gentleman was telling me about his dream. I told him what the interpreter was. And if you got a dream, you've been having a dream, and it can be about somebody in the spirit world, or it could be about somebody lying, something going to happen. And tonight I'm going to allow you 5 minutes to interpret your dream. Because I'm not going to push you. If you want to keep it to yourself. But if you want to know what your dream really means, one lady told me she's seen war. And it's war going on. And I prophesied that was a war going on in the Middle East. That's in Israel. It's going on. There's going to be another war, and the war in Egypt is, and the war over with Putin, that war going, that's two wars. It's going to be three wars going at one time. I would say four walls, because the inner wall that's going on with America, that they send the money all over the country. What about the money to deal with this crime and this lack of job right here in America? Okay. Call your congressman. Call the mayor, send an email to the alderman, and say, well, what are we going to do about the crime? I talked to some of the brothers today, and they were saying that this crime thing is a money thing, okay? We got some brothers out there. Then we got the Chicago Rangers. They out there, and there's a bitch. We can't be all over because it's so much going on. Some of this stuff is staged. You know, the press didn't. The president never play up the violence. Now, every time somebody gets knocked in the head with a brick, it's in the paper. And they've been knocking black folks in the head with bricks and sticks for a long time. Now, everything's going to be an announcement. Well, we're dealing with Bible class tonight. Mary Hawkins, I'm going to see where she at with 23 numbers, so I'll get that out the way. See where she at. Press one on your phone. Wherever you at, I'm looking for it now. Lisa from Atlanta said that if you put your payment in, it might be a little slow coming, but it's coming. Might be a little slow coming because the way the IRS is tied up. Make sure you dot every I and cross every T, or you make sure you get your money back. And some people have put in for last month. And I want to ask Lisa too, when they audit you, do it take your money a long time to come? Lisa, if you're on the line, press one on your phone. I want to ask a question about people when they get audited. Do they get their money right away or after they audit them? What happened? This is a Bible class night, but it's always night for information. It's all okay. I see let me see who hands up. Okay, Robin, I see your hand up. Now what you want? Okay, Robin, I see you. I'm blessing you. Oh, you want to know about spiritual warfare. Robin, I want to tell you about spiritual warfare tonight. Spiritual warfare is when you warn against an invisible thing. So some of you are in spiritual warfare and don't know it because you're so caught up in physical things, you don't know what spiritual warfare means. You don't know how to fight all those forces that are coming against you on the job. Yeah, I want to tell you, preachers, you've been at spiritual warfare. And sometimes the spiritual warfare, preachers, is because you don't do right. What I'm saying, you see, sometimes you got to know what to read, what to pray, and what to do to fight. I share answers. Sometimes physical warfare deal with your health, your mental attitude, and it deal with you drawing evil spirits into your vibration, into your circle. Oh, I love this man. He might kill you. I love this woman. She might poison you. You got to try the spirit by the spirit, know that's the right spirit. Some people are caught up their demons, and they demons from birth. They've been cursed. And ain't nobody, they ain't never been to get it off them. They never been baptized. They never been prayed for. You can't let anybody lay hands on you. Some people will lay hands on you and you'll get a demon on you. You know, I'm going to pray. I don't need you to pray for me because I pray for myself. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to give you some things. I want to share this with you. Stop saying hello. You in hell. You know what you said? Love and peace, joy and happiness. There you go. Hello. If that's what you've been taught that. So you put yourself in hell. Hello. Hell is low. So you put yourself, stop using the word hello. What you use? Peace and love, joy, happiness, and money. Stop letting somebody call you. Hello, girl. No, don't hello me. I don't want you to put me in hell. I don't want to be low. You said peace and love. Peace I give you, love I give you, and peace and love draw joy. And when you got peace, love, joy, you know what's coming next? Money. Let me say it. Peace, love, joy, and money. Don't call me and say hello. Okay. That's you in hell, you want to put me in hell. Somebody call you to say, hello. When they say hello, I said peace and love. Hello, I said peace and love. Why I say that? Because I want to get you out of the hell mentality. I want you to get out of the hell thinking. You thinking hell, you're going to do hellish things. You're going to draw the negative spirits to you that keep you in hell. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. You know, you got to understand what that means. I want to say this. Spiritual warfare. You got to put the whole armor of God on and the ancestors to master spiritual warfare. Now, that I got right here, spiritual warfare. Then I got right here, where the picture at? I got it right here. Breaking curses, and if some of you got a curse on you because the man that you messing with, he cursed, and the woman, you know, Mary had seven demons in her womb. And some of you men, messing with them women, they got seven demons on them, so you got demons, okay? Breaking curses, hexes, loosen you from jinx, curses, hexes, spells. Some of you janky and you got witchcraft spells on you. You got psychic spells on you. That's why you acting crazy. Psychic spells drive you crazy, huh? You got to know how to break the curse and the hex. Spiritual warfare is different from the curse of the hex. The curse and the hex is on you. And some of you say, I'm going to kill a rooster. The rooster ain't going to get it, baby. I'm going to kill a dove. It ain't going to do it. I'm going to get a chicken. It ain't going to do it. Nothing but the blood. Don't let me speak in tongue now. Nothing but the word of God. When you walk in the anointing of the Almighty, God said that I will make you a god to the devil. I will make you a princess, and I will make you a king over the devil. You got to walk in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the spirit of your ancestors, the spirit what God got for you, to you. Breaking curses and hexes. I'm going to give you one scripture from breaking curses and hexes. Exodus 14:14. I'm going to give you one scripture about spiritual warfare. Second Colossians. No, I'm going to give you him. Proverbs 4:23. 1 John 2:16. Psalms 91:7. I'm going to leave that alone because some of you still want to keep the curse on you. And let me tell you something. Some of you got nightmares. People are dead around you. Because you ain't shook off the curse on you. Some of you still got curse on you. Wonder why you can't rest at night. Why you have nightmares. Because people started sending you evil spirits. And you accepting them evil spirits that taking care of you. Okay, one of the demons, drinking, smoking. That's the devil too. But I need a little drink. I ain't an alcoholic. Now the devil got pills. You know we in a drug nation that more people smoke and drugs right now. Then you got people that buying guns. You can get a gun quicker, you can get a hamburger right here, Chicago, Detroit, anywhere you go. So what I'm saying, you got people got evil minds. The man walked in the tavern and said, why are you looking at my woman? The man said, put some clothes on her when you bring her up in the public. They got to fight. Evil. I want to say this to him. You going to the grocery store. What you doing with a pistol in the grocery store? What you doing with a pistol in the lounge? What you doing with a pistol? That means you hunting. Your mind is so wrapped up and crossed up. You hunting. That's what you got a gun for. You take a gun to hunt. But black on black crime. Now, what's happened over in Russia? White on white crime. The people won't say it. White folks fighting white folks. And no blacks over there bombing and shoot white folks doing white folks. But right here in America, black folks shooting black folks. They ain't got no tanks or nothing. But they'll hit you with a rock, bust you in the head with a hammer. You know, violence is violence. So this is some of the stuff that's going on. But God is still in control. Let me see where I'm at right now. Now, I told you, if you got a dream, okay? Because if you ain't got no dream, I ain't got nothing for you neither. So God wants to bless you. I see your hand up, Mary, for the 23rd number song. I'm going to have Mary 23rd number song. But write down, breaking curses and hexes. Now, some of you got a hex on you. Some of your children got a hex on you. Some of you got spells, hexes, spells, and jinx. Okay, how much you go to the boat? How much you pay? You got jinx on you. You got to get the jinx off of you, and anybody can't get you. Yeah, you're a janky. I had a boy sitting in my car, and I said, man, you can never ride me because you janky. What you mean, bitch? I said, you janky. Whatever you doing, you stay away from me. Give me a ride. I said, no, I don't ride no janky folks in my car. Y'all can go on. When you know somebody janky, you got to leave them alone. So y'all ain't going to listen to me. Blow like it. Breaking curses and hexes. What is a curse? What is a hex? What is a spell? Okay? What is a psychic spell? Now, some of them spells and curses will kill you to your grave. Graveyard dead. And you still going along. Well, it's going to be all right. And they got love spells. Some of you got love spells. It's going to break. When them love spells break, they kill each other. Even the homosexual. Two women's married. When that break, they kill each other. One lady cut another titty, cut a lady's titty off. I thought it was a man. And he cut me. I looked. And she had a titty. The woman had cut off. See, when you, Romans 1 and 26, y'all can get that. The Bible said God turned over to a reprobate mind to do that which is unseen. What that means, anytime you got a woman and you think she a man, you got a man thinking, I done got married. And, you know, a lot of people is marrying same sex and say it's all right. It's abomination for God. Now, they don't teach that in Sunday school. The preacher don't teach that in church because he think you're going to leave. You can hang up if you want to. You're a homosexual demon. You need to pray for forgiveness. And you say, well, Bishop, it's a curse on me. This guy went to jail. Now, here's a guy in Chicago. He went to the man's house. The man tried to have sex with him. He busted him in the head with a hammer and killed him. When he went to court, he told the judge, he tried to rape me and I beat him with a hammer because that ain't normal. That ain't normal. That's it. That means somebody, their mind is messed up. Okay? If you want to kill somebody for nothing, that ain't normal. Somebody look at you, that means that something going on wrong. That's the curse and the hex that's going on. So how you take care of that? With spiritual warfare prayer. Take it. Psalms 91, 35, 37, 109. Thank you, guys. Now, you got to understand dementia, high blood, all that is part of the curse. No, it ain't. That's just not, it ain't natural for you to have a heart attack. It's not natural for you to have dementia. It's not natural for you to have strokes and tumors. That ain't natural. The angel Raphael is a healing angel. And if you're in the body of Christ, you're going to be a healed man, a healed woman. But because we're so caught up in evil and the lie so much, we can't act. You see, first you got to repent. God, forgive me. Save me. Put me in a different place. Oh, you can't say that. And that one, they go to church every day. Go to church with the big hat on and his suit on and nothing but raging devil. Woman got to look good. But grandma used to say, I hope you got some clean drawers on. Because some of them come, they look clean on the outside, but they're dirty. I got dirty hearts. Lord, they are possessed with the spirit of Satan. Getting mad at the pastor. Getting mad at the choir members. Getting mad because somebody don't speak to you. Getting mad because somebody don't sit with you because they see that demon in you. And they leave you alone. Y'all ain't going to pray with me. And some of you won't repent. You're still breaking cursing. You can get my leaflet on cursing the hexes. You can get my flyer on spiritual warfare. Thank you, kind spirit. And I want to say to you tonight, I'm still saying the strongest prayer is 119 number song, east, west, north, and south. We're getting ready to go into May. We still got cold weather here. God is still doing what he's supposed to do. There's another scripture I want you to read. And if you want it, Tina, I will send you a copy of this prayer. Well, not prayer. I will send you a copy of this prayer. And you need it. Some of you already got it. But if you need it when I come to Detroit, Mary, let me know. I want to know, do you want this prayer? Because some people say they want a prayer for the ark. Now, I gave the Ark of the Covenant out. What the Ark of the Covenant keep evil out of your house. It keep people from praying on you, sending evil to your home. Yes? That's what they do. What you think witches and warlocks do? They are working. They are the workers of the devil. When Michael kicked the devil out of heaven, he hit on the earth. Right? So you got witches and warlocks. Got witches and warlocks right now. The lady said she's seen a dark shadow in her house. I gave her something today and said, put this in there. And I guarantee you, the spirit, the evil spirit can't even come around the Ark of the Covenant, power of God. Okay? So what I'm telling you, if you got problems sleeping, you say, it's the house, it might be somebody that left something in your house. One lady said, she found something in her house. People are possessed by the devil. And they doing all kind of magic and witchcraft. But I'm telling you, the anointing of the Holy Spirit will break the curse in the back of the devil. This is for spiritual warfare prayer. Psalm 91, 35, 37, 109. It's more than that, but I'm just going to give you that. In the power and the holiness of God, I put the whole armor on, body, mind, soul, and spirit. I fight against the devil by the power of the Holy Ghost and all the angels and saints of the world that rule the world. That's my spiritual warfare prayer. Now, this is important. Curses and hexes. In the name of the Almighty God, Jesus, I break curses and hexes over 20 generations in my family. I move evil spirits. I break charms, hex, curses, spells, geeks, deaf spirits, and spirits to tear up the body. Now, this part of that, your scripture to go with that, I'll give you one scripture from breaking curses and excess. Exodus 14:14. I just give you that. Now, I just want you to know. Now, if you, some of you, you know, you're so caught up, you don't really, you really want to listen, but you don't want to do nothing about it because you want to go back in that same, that one lady told me she was married, and she said every time she sleep with her husband, she get demons, and she sees things. I said, stop sleeping with him. She slept in another bed. She said she slept good. He got mad and left because she stopped sleeping with him, but he, the demon in him was going to kill her. Oh, I love him. She said, baby, do you love him? Yeah, I said, well, get ready to die. Go make your funeral arrangements. So another prophet told her the same thing I told her. And she got rid of that man. And the next wife he got, she died in her sleep. Because the spirits on that man, that he had so many demons in him, been in it from a child. And it killed his second wife. And I told the girl, if you had to say that you'd have been dead, but y'all in love. Got to have a man. Got to have a woman. I know a woman poisoned several men. Yeah, yeah. And the government can't find how she poisoned them, okay? God is able to bless you a healing spirit. Romans 8:22. Psalms 11:2-7. That's for healing. I'm going to leave that alone. Let me see where I'm at now. This is Bible class night. Raphael, the healing angel. Now, I want you that's listening, plant a seed of $100 travel ministry. Now, if you plant that seed like I tell you, God going to make you a supply house. St. Luke 6:38, shake down, bring it together. Seeking for your miracle. I want you to seek for it. Seek for it, then I want you to expect a miracle. That's St. Mark 11:29 and St. Mark 11:25. Then I want you to be a supply. See, the widow woman, when the prophet came to her house, she didn't have a two, okay. Some of y'all would have cussed that prophet out and get out of my house. He would have said, get out of my house because I'm going to eat this and die. The prophet said, no, give it to me. The woman did not see the angels because with the prophet. But because she was obedient, some of y'all ain't obedient. I tell you to send $200, $100, you get clear. Oh, yeah, one for money. See? And you go to the mall and get shot at trying to buy some shoes, some gym shoes, or trying to buy some something, some wigs. The people shooting in the mall. I got to go to the mall, baby. I told you stay out of the malls last year. I'm going to tell you again. Stay out of the mall. There's some more shooting from going in the mall, okay? Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Y'all don't hear me. Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:13. And I always have you to read Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And whatever you want, God will give it to you. But you got to know that God is God. Some of you don't know God is God. You say, well, I can make it. Go to church and the preacher jump up there and holler and send you back home. You worship than your world when you came. Huh? Y'all believe what I'm saying? I know you ain't liking what I'm saying. Huh? What's going on? You got to get closer to God. What's going on? You got to be able to interpret the Bible. I see Mary. Yeah, okay. We're getting ready for the 20th. Mary, you can read the 23rd number of Psalm. Now, you got any questions you want to ask me, Mary? Since I got you on, do you have anything?
No.
Okay, read 23rd number of Psalm for us.
Okay, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. But thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Mary, I'm going to tell you now. I was in the spirit world. And your mother said, yeah, Bishop, keep her reading that. And I said, okay, I'm going to keep her reading. Keep her reading the 23rd number. It's going to give her something to do. And that's going to help her and help the family. Sister Lisa, I want to ask her about this tax thing. I want to ask you about the tax again. If people are being audited, what happens if they do they get their money when they're being audited, or what happens if they're being audited? Here's the person got detected being audited. But one lady says she's been audited, but she ain't got nothing back from the IRS. What she needs to do? Wait. Your line is put up. What she need to do? You need to wait or what?
Stop. Put it down. Yeah.
What if somebody's being audited? If somebody's being audited and they ain't got their money and they done put in their tax, the government audited them last year, they audited them this year, but if they can get their finance, what?
No, he ain't doing on the other line. I click over. I got time to be back and forth with Johnny A. I ain't in a damn mood.
And you don't know if they're going to get it or not, right? Yes, you don't know if they're going to get it. Okay. Don't know if they're going to get that thing or not. Now, I want to say to you tonight, reach out. And when you reach out, I want you to write down rapidly or the healing angel for you. Now, I want you to get ready for... Somebody called me. Oh, Pat, I want to tell you as you called, and you said you want your business to be prosperous. I want you to read Philippians 4:19 and Philippians 4:13. You gather that all with Psalms 29. For your business venture to open up for you. And that will be a blessing that will open up a door for you so you ain't got to worry about that. Now, this is Bible class tonight. Net, I want to tell you, it's a business that you got to do some changes, and the changes for the better for you. See, before things... I just feel that it's something happening, and you got to stay prayerful for things to work for you. And I wanted to share this with you tonight. John 3:16. I want to share that with y'all tonight. John 3:16. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. So if you believe in God, he's going to do something special for you. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, have everlasting life. Love, for God so loved the world. I want you to put love in your, not hate, not jealous, somebody drinking too much, somebody smoking too much, somebody taking pills to go to sleep and pills to get up. But I want you to turn your Bibles to John, and I want you to I'm going to put John on right after I do this. I want you to turn your Bible to John, where it'd be a blessing for you. And as you turn to John, I want to tell you it's always good for you to work, to let the Lord work on you, things work for you, in spite of what's going on in your life. Because God will bring you to where you need to go. And he will carry you to a place of rest. And some of you need to understand, I need God to touch body, mind, soul, and spirit. Okay? And once God touch you, do some stuff that'll work for you. And some of you say, I done did all I can do. You just got started. God opened up a door for you. God opened up that door for you. It's going to be a blessing for you. We're going to get ready in a few minutes. And when we get ready in a few minutes, and the door that closed will open up. The Spirit told me a lot of the preachers that I know have gone on in the spirit world. But they always got a word for you.
His name is Deacon Ulysses Sappho. If you know what I'm talking about, then you'll know that we're at our element.
Deacon Sappho is he's an old-timey preacher. Come on now.
Yeah. We saw his true glory, the glory of the only Son of the Father. From him all the kindness and all the truth of God have come down to us. John spoke about him and shouted, "This is the one I told you would come. He is greater than I am because he was alive before I was born." Because of all that is, we have been given one blessing after another. More was given to Moses, but Jesus Christ, undeserved, constant truth. No one has ever seen God, the only Son, who is truly God and is closest to the Father, has shown us what God is like. The Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent priests and temple helpers to ask John who he was. He told them plainly, "I am not the Messiah." Then when they asked if he were Elijah, he said, "No, I am not." And when they asked him if he were the prophet, he also said, "No." Finally, they said, "Who are you then? We have to give an answer to the ones who sent us. Tell us who you are." John answered in the words of the prophet Isaiah, "I am only someone shouting in the desert, 'Get the road ready for the Lord.'" Some Pharisees had also been sent to John. They asked him, "Why are you baptizing people if you are not the Messiah or Elijah or the prophet?" John told them, "I use water to baptize people, but here with you is someone you don't know. Even though I came first, I am not good enough to untie his sandals." John said this as he was baptizing east of the Jordan River in Bethany. Day John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one I told you about when I said, 'Someone else will come.' He is greater than I am because he was alive before I was born. I didn't know who he was, but I came to baptize you with water so that everyone in Israel would see him. I was there and saw the Spirit come down on him like a dove from heaven, and the Spirit stayed on him. Before this, I didn't know who he was, but the one who sent me to baptize with water had told me, 'You will see the Spirit come down and stay on someone. Then you will know that he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' I saw this happen, and I tell you that he is the Son of God." The next day, John was there again, and two of his followers were with him. When he saw Jesus walking by, he said, "Here is the Lamb of God." John's two followers heard him, and they went with Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them, he asked, "What do you want?" They answered, "Rabbi, where do you live?" The Hebrew word rabbi means teacher. Jesus replied, "Come and see." It was already about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they went with him and saw where he lived. So they stayed on for the rest of the day. One of the two men who had heard John and had gone with Jesus was Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother and tell him, "We have found Messiah." The Hebrew word Messiah means the same as the Greek word Christ. Andrew brought his brother Jesus. And when Jesus saw him, he said, "Simon, son of John, you will be called Cephas." This name can be translated as Peter. Today, Jesus decided to go to Galilee. There he met Philip, who was from Bethsaida, the hometown of Andrew and Peter. Jesus said to Philip, "Come with me." Philip then found Nathanael and said, "We have found the one that Moses and the prophets wrote about. He is Jesus, the son of Joseph from Nazareth." Nathanael asked, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip answered, "Come and see." When Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, he said, "Here is a true descendant of our ancestor Israel, and he is not deceitful. How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael said, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God and the King of Israel."
Jesus answered, "Did you believe me just because I said that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see something even greater. I tell you for certain that you will see heaven open and God's angels going up and coming down on the Son of Man." John 2. 3 days later, Mary, the mother of Jesus, was at a wedding feast in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus and his disciples had also been invited and were there. When the wine was all gone, Mary said to Jesus,
"They don't have any more wine."
Jesus replied, "Mother, my time has not yet come. You must not tell me what to do." Mary then said to the servants,
"Do whatever Jesus tells you to do."
At the feast, there were 6 stone water jars that were used by the people for washing themselves in the way that their religion said they must. Each jar held about 20 or 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants to fill them to the top with water. Then after the jars had been filled, he said,
"Now, take some water and give it to the man in charge of the feast."
The servants did as Jesus told them, and the man in charge drank some of the water that had now turned into wine. He did not know where the wine had come from, but the servants did. He called the bridegroom over and said,
"The best wine is always served first. Then after the guests have had plenty, the other wine is served. But you have kept the best until last."
This was Jesus' first miracle, and he did it in the Cana in Galilee. There Jesus showed his glory, and his disciples put their faith in him. After this, and his disciples to the town of Capernaum, where they stayed for a few days. Not long before the Jewish festival of Passover, Jesus went to Jerusalem. There he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves in the temple. He also saw money changers sitting at their tables. So he took some rope and made a whip. Then he chased everyone out of the temple, together with their sheep and cattle, took the tables of the money changers and scattered their coins. Jesus said to the people who had been selling doves,
"Get those doves out of here. Don't make my Father's house a marketplace."
The disciples then remembered that the scriptures say,
"My love for your house burns in me like a fire."
The Jewish leaders asked Jesus,
"What miracle will you work to show us why you have done this?"
"Destroy this temple," Jesus answered, "and in 3 days I will build it again."
The leaders replied,
"It took 46 years to build this temple. What makes you think you can rebuild it in 3 days?
But Jesus was talking about his body as a temple. And when he was raised from death, the disciples remembered what he had told them. Then they believed the scriptures and the words of Jesus. In Jerusalem during Passover, many people put their faith in Jesus because they saw him work miracles. But Jesus knew what was in their hearts, and he would not let them have power over him. No one had to tell him what people were like. He already knew. John 3. There was a man named Nicodemus who was a Pharisee and a Jewish leader. One night he went to Jesus and said,
"Sir, we know that God has sent you to teach us. You could not work these miracles unless God were with you."
Jesus replied,
"I tell you for certain that you must be born from above before you can see God's kingdom."
Nicodemus asked,
"How can a grown man ever be born a second time?"
Jesus answered,
"I tell you for certain that before you can get into God's kingdom, you must be born not only by water, but by the Spirit. Humans give life to their children, yet only God's Spirit can change you into a child of God. Don't be surprised when I say that you must be born from above. Only God's Spirit gives new life. The Spirit is like the wind that blows wherever it wants to. You can hear the wind, but you